The dungeon rats murdered the entire royal family of Naporia and have been punished to a fate worse than death. For they are forever trapped in the endless dungeon. And it's your job to keep them there and make them suffer through your most wicked creations.
Welcome back to the Dungeon Rats, an interactive Dungeons and Dragons adventure. Only with your help, Brave Guardian, will we capture Naporia's most wanted and return them to Eudala's dungeon. Only then can we bring the light of Lathander back to Naporia. For you control the magic of the dungeon to create the foes that will make the Dungeon Rats pay for their horrible past. You can submit your monsters, plot twists, magic items, or anything else by going to thedungeonrats.com or by following us on the tweet machine at thedungeonrats. So, Brave Guardian, to catch you up, here is what you need to know. The Dungeon Rats are murderers. They have killed two kings, one queen, and maybe even our most cherished princess. Princess Malia. The rats are in Red Hollow looking for the self-possessed hand named Rot. They believe he is in possession of the Helm of Gru. We will not let them get it, for I am certain they will destroy it to guarantee that we remain in darkness forever. Beauregard sent Redemption, his cat, to find the helm and Rot. Perhaps she will return soon with some information. For now, it seems the rats are trapped. Undead archers, who seem to be following Rot's command, have cornered them inside a strip mall. In an attempt to escape, the vermin broke through the walls and found various shops and stores. Unfortunately, they found a weapon shop. But fortunately, Frederick put on a suit of armor that is obviously cursed. It glows purple and cannot be removed. The tension of the situation has become far too great, and the party is starting to mentally crack. Daryl and Rhoda fought, and Daryl told Rhoda that she can no longer follow the Possum God. He believes she has lost her way. She believes he is wrong. They are all so tired, they needed a place to sleep. So they found a storage room under a butcher shop. It is full of moldy old meat and stinks really bad. So let's get back to Rhoda as she examines the area and decides if it's a good place to sleep. Rhoda, you look down, and you see what looks like a tunnel created by some sort of animal.
Do I know what kind of animal it would be? Is it a cavern pillar?
It does not look like the cavern pillar. It's much smaller.
Oh, Rhoda, look, there's this little animal hole right here.
Oh, an animal
it's
hole.
It's not as big as a cavern pillar, which I defeated one time. Mm. Almost nearly by myself, you know.
I'm really impressed.
Thank you. But, you know, it's right next to all these walls made out of, I don't know, what is this, Gilf? Dirt?
Yeah, it's Gilf. And it's dirt.
Does it perhaps look like a possum's
roll?
It would be a 13.
You look over the hole. It's made by a rodent. It's not a possum,
sure,
but a rodent definitely made this.
Do I have any perception on how fresh it is, the hole? Or if it's been recently used or anything like that?
Okay, roll investigation.
Okay. Cool, fucking 8.
It's dirt.
It's made out of dirt.
Sure.
I see him investigating the hole, and I don't know, he's just staring at it very intently, and I don't know exactly what he's doing, and I crawl through the hole.
crawl in. How far do you go?
I'm being sneaky through the hole, but I'm trying to see how far it goes.
Can I see this and be like, whoa, 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 and like hold on to her ankles? Like when you put a rope around somebody before they go on an icy lake so you can pull the rope back, that it's just like I'm just holding Bugsfly's ankles as she's going in. So that way, like if I need to, I can pull her back.
So that I'm not going very deep in the hole. I'm just kind of looking around because I'm short.
Your whole body plus Rhoda's arm length.
Bugfly, you're easily able to fit into the hole. But Rhoda, as you grab onto her ankles, you're able to get your shoulders in. But if you were to crawl through it, it'd be impossible for you to turn around. It's kind of like you're just barely able to fit in.
So what's in this hole?
Roll nature.
3.
You have no idea. It just looks like a dirt hole that keeps going further than you can reach right now.
Bugfly, do you see anything?
This looks like a burrow, some animal, I don't know.
Does it smell? Does this smell, the bat smell, smell like it's coming from that hole?
Let me check. Let me just sniff the air really loud.
Really loud.
It's all so stinky. Like, you can't tell. It just smells awful.
It smells real bad in here. Can you pull me back?
And I'll pull her back.
How do you guys feel about maybe, well, we'll have one person watching the door and one person watching the hole, and maybe we can take a little rest.
Yeah.
Do we feel safe enough here?
I mean,
as safe as we're going to get?
Yeah, let's do shifts and stuff.
Who's taking first shift, and where are you standing?
I'll take first shift. I'll stay by the door in case redemption comes back.
I'll go to sleep first, if that's cool.
I was going to suggest that maybe Bellegarde and I sleep first just because we can heal, and maybe getting stuff back ASAP might be a good idea.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, then I'll stay up.
Gilf has his, like, nightcap on, and then he's just like, yeah, that's fine. He just throws it on his bag.
Redemption may come back, my friend. Will you look for her?
I promise.
Thank you.
I look at Gilf getting mad that I suggested that Bellegarde should sleep too, and I go, wait, can we have more than two people sleeping? Is that...
We just have to have two people up. So one person can sleep.
Oh, yeah. Awesome. picks up his hat. He picks up his nightcap again, puts it on his head, and like dirt comes on him, and he's just like, what is this stuff?
Oh, hey, cool, dirt.
Gilf, Bellegarde, and Daryl are asleep. Frederick goes to bed too, like, guys, I've had a big day. And he tries to take that armor off. And it glows, and he's like, looks like I'm sleeping in this. That's not a big deal, right? You guys wear armor all the time.
Yeah, dude.
Good luck.
We definitely wear armor.
Purple is my favorite color.
So the people that are up right now, just so I understand, are... Rhoda, Bugfly, and Broda.
Yeah, I'm doing fine.
Cool. This is exactly where Bugfly wants to be right now.
You guys can work some stuff out.
Okay, so here's first shift. Everybody roll perception.
9.
16.
Who's guarding what?
I'm by the door in case redemption comes in.
I'm by the hole.
Bugfly, you hear the creaking of wood above you. Rhoda, you think you might hear a few pebbles moving around.
There's people above us.
What?
So I walk over, look at Rhoda, and I go, there's people walking above us.
I heard pebbles moving.
In the hole?
I think so. Rhoda, did you hear anything?
Mm-hmm. I heard both of those things.
Whoa.
That's it.
Hey, we'll just be really quiet.
Oh, yeah, I should be whispering. Sorry.
It's okay. If you wanted to, like, sleep, though, Rhoda, and, like, just, like, let, like, Rhoda and I just, like, hang or something.
Do you need some personal time? I can go, stand in the center of the room.
But don't stand on that pressure plate.
Oh, right.
That's a thing.
It just looks so inviting.
Don't you stand on that.
I can go stand in the center of the room.
Okay.
Okay. If you need privacy.
I thought it was a good place to keep guard. It's okay. I'll just go all the way to the edge. I'll face the wall and think about my friends and wonder where they are and hope they're doing okay. All except for Melagard. I know she's dead now.
Fuck. Yeah, your friends are probably at a farm, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway,
she probably went to... Okay, bye.
Brodo walks across the room. He's just, like, standing. He's leaned against the wall. Crosses his arms.
I do look good today.
He is so cool, Bugfly. He's just the coolest. Did you know that he owned a hostel? How cool is that?
We owned a hostel.
No, we owned a bed and breakfast.
Yeah, we were hostile about it.
I don't remember being hostile.
Under his breath, Gilf goes, ba-dum-bum.
Sorry I yelled at you earlier. I just miss Hank a lot. I miss him every day. And you haven't even asked me or talked to me about it. You just got so swept away by this new person that you don't even know, and then I told you explicitly that he's evil.
Bugfly, I am so sorry. I didn't mean to not ask you about Hank. I know that it must be really sad. I was thinking that maybe if I brought him up, it would make you more sad, but I bet Hank is so okay. I bet he thinks about you every day and is having a really good time taking care of our B&B.
Sometimes I think that I'm just, like, a scaredy for just leaving him. He could have been here, but I just chose to not have him here because I'm cursed and he'll die, and I don't want that to happen. And
you're not cursed.
I'm cursed.
No, you're not.
Okay.
I've been your friend forever.
Yeah, and look where we are.
We're not down here because of you. We're down here because of Gilf, probably.
Ba-dum-bum.
Bugfly, look. You're my best friend, and I trust you more than anything, and I know that you told me that Brodo was evil, and I totally believed you. I was gonna use him, and use the stuff that he knew to make sure that we could get to Rot, and then I was gonna kill him. It wasn't until later that I thought he should be a part of our party, and yeah, I get really caught up in the fact that he's so handsome, and he's so cool.
I am pretty cool.
Literally unrelated.
Just think of that.
I just think he's quirky like I'm quirky, and that maybe this will be the only chance that I'll ever actually get to love somebody, and it looks like he might be turning out to be an okay guy. But I don't know. I'm sorry if I hurt your feelings.
You can't change people who don't want to change. And she kind of like feels like they've kind of made their peace. Like Bugfly doesn't really have anything else to say exactly, so she kind of gives her a nod, and the bracelets that they wear, they spark up a little bit, and she walks away.
Broda lets out a big yawn.
Well, you know, maybe I am a little tired.
Better lay on this pressure plate.
No! Maybe it's time to switch shifts, huh?
I go to Belagard, and this is very different than how Bugfly wakes people up. Because she's still not in a very happy mood, and she gently wakes Belagard up. She usually slaps people awake. Belagard. 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 Time to get up.
Oh. Fine.
I can't find Redemption. Redemption's not back.
Where could she be? All right, I'll and he just kind of like sleepily walks up the stairs and kind of lumps to the side and lays his head against the door.
And Bugfly, when she's trying to figure out which place she should sleep, and she finds where Gilf is sleeping, and then just kind of like nestles next to Gilf, like just like a small, like puppy would.
Are you going to bed?
So I go over and I'm like, Daryl, Daryl, the possum god needs you to wake up.
Like, it's clear that I have been awake before she started talking, and I was just, like, hoping she would go away.
Daryl! And I start tickling him.
I open my eyes, and I go, have a good rest, Rhoda.
Okay.
Cool.
I'm still tickling him.
To no reaction. His skin is so gross and, like, hard that it's just, like, you cannot tickle him.
It's like tickling leather.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
And Daryl and Belagard, you two are now up. Who's where?
Well, I'd be by the door just in case Redemption came back.
And you're watching
the hole? Yeah, yeah.
All right, I need you both to roll perception.
I have 9.
God, I'm so bad. 5.
Beauregard. Every once in a while, you hear a slight creak in the wood above you.
Redemption.
Daryl. Was that breathing? No. No, there's nothing. Is that your breath? No, maybe it's Frederick.
There's a lot of people down here.
Maybe not.
Yeah. That was being dead.
You know, no one has talked to me about that. Why has nobody asked me about that?
I'm not sure. I've been thinking about it the entire time. Frankly, it must have been amazing.
No, I mean, it was a veritable series of nightmares, basically. Mm. I don't know how to explain it. I was falling through an endless space for a long time. It's kind of, it's like if a tube had fur in it, you know what I mean? So it was kind of nice, but then you just keep falling. And
like
it's
a fur
like,
tube.
Mm-hmm, yeah, right. At first you're like, right. Wee!
Sure.
And it like feels cool, and then you're like, this is just still happening. And you have a lot of time to think. And then I honestly can't really talk about the next part, but...
Mm. I mean, I have thought about an endless fur tube. This has been a common thought in my head, but not so much what came afterwards.
I mean, I met my maker.
The possum god?
Yes.
And what did they say to you?
We had a talk.
Can you share what about?
She said that I was needed and that it wasn't my time yet.
Do you think that's why you returned?
Yes, I think that is specifically why I returned.
Well then, welcome back, my friend. I'm glad you still have a purpose here.
Me too, because I was really starting to think, like, what am I doing? You know, we were walking around that dungeon for a long time, and it just felt like, I don't know, I guess falling through just a tube of fur forever. And it just, like, I was like, is this just our life now? And then...
Falling through an endless tube of fur.
Yes.
Yes.
And now we're here, and I got so mad at Rhoda earlier, and I don't know if I did the right thing.
She believes as much as you do.
She
may not believe the same thing.
I think she needed something to believe.
I think we all need something to believe.
I know, but...
Perhaps you can guide her. If she believes, and you believe, if she doesn't see it right, perhaps you can show her.
You're right. Even though perhaps the means are suspect, the ends were good, because I do believe this Broda... We could turn him, and that is a beautiful thing.
We don't even know what he is or who he is or how these people are exact opposites of us, but yes, if we can guide this lost soul towards the light, that is a good thing.
We do have that obstacle to cross when we get there, that we have to tell him that all the rest of his friends are dead.
Yes, and that we murdered all of them, yes.
We killed all of his other friends.
Yes. It's a good thing he's sleeping.
He is a good thing.
Where my girlfriends be at?
Oh, wow.
Oh, wait. Would he also be dreaming he's married? He must be, right?
He must be.
Yeah.
Would he be dreaming that he's married to the boy, the girl version of
the girl Gilf? Version of Gilf, Dilf. Yes, he's definitely Dilf. Married to Dilf.
I don't know if the name
Wasn't
was
her name
Dilf.
Milf?
It would be Milf, I
Milf,
think.
Right, Milf. Right, he'd definitely be married to Milf, yeah.
Yeah. And you guys continue this conversation until your shift ends.
Excellent.
Frederick and Gilf are the only two left.
Frederick.
Ugh!
Frederick.
You know, I had the worst dreams. I dreamed that I'd been cursed. My soul now belongs to a demon. Do you think that's possible?
Oh, Frederick.
Which demon?
You know, I didn't catch your name.
Yeah, any more specifics?
No.
You're probably fine.
Yes. Well, let me just run one by you, though. Udala? Udala.
Ooh.
Udala.
I mean, sure, they all have those kind of creepy names. That sounds pretty familiar. It was a dream, though, so I'm sure it means nothing.
Sure.
Yep, we don't even remember really even having this conversation. It's probably nothing at all, Frederick.
We should go right to bed right now. Absolutely, yes, absolutely. Enjoy your watch. Listen for redemption. Make sure she comes back.
Okay, who's redemption?
Redemption is a cat.
Oh, that's right.
Right.
I remember.
All right, I go over to Gilf. Wake up, you beautiful sorcerer.
Gilf, like, opens up one eye, opens up the other. What's up, homie?
I'm tired. It's your turn.
Oh, for real?
Yes.
Who'd I get?
What?
Who'd I get?
What do you mean? Who'd you get to talk to?
Yeah, who'd I get up there?
I think Frederick.
Oh man, that guy's dope. Cool.
Okay, great. Yeah. And just
Gil's doing his push-ups.
Yeah. And just one thing I feel like I should mention.
Five, six, seven, eight.
One thing I think.
9, 10, 11, 12, okay. 13, 14.
Look, 15. Hey, you're very strong. One thing I think I should mention is Frederick, the armor captured his soul, and now he belongs to a demon. So,
do you think it's gonna hurt him?
I don't know. I honestly am so tired.
Right on, homie. Secret handshake.
We're just making it up now.
Let's roll to see how cool it is.
We're both trying to be very confident about it.
I think it's dexterity.
Oh God. Dexterity?
Dexterity minus 3, so I got a 1.
Holy shit. I got a 15, so...
So you're totally leading him through
I'm
the handshake?
I'm trying to, like, make what he's doing look like it was intentional.
My hand's just a noodle in his hand. It's just like, oh, cool, yeah.
What is supposed to be, like, two people in sync is now me just, like, really trying to cradle his ego.
Word to your mother. Have a good sleep.
Good job, buddy. Good night.
Hey, Gilf.
Hey, what's going on, Frederick?
Which one of these entryways do you want to protect?
I guess I'll take the ladder.
Okay. I'll take the hole.
Okay, man.
What's wrong, Gilf?
He's just staring at the armor that he's wearing. Does it look different at all?
Do you mean does it look more badass? Absolutely.
Wait, who answered that?
Yeah, I was asking
Frederick. Did.
I was asking Frederick.
Pat took it very personally. The armor's cool, man.
Yeah, so Gilf is looking at Frederick because he got the warning from Darrell that something's up with his armor or something. Yeah, something's up with that guy and his armor.
Roll Arcana.
15?
You see that the armor now has a constant glow to it. It's very light. But it's constantly glowing.
Glowing like in purple?
Mm-hmm. It has this like purple haze to it.
Gilf like thinks about like telling Frederick like something is up with his armor. Does he notice or he seems to be very like, eh.
Yeah. I've never worn armor
before.
Yeah,
that's how armor works.
Yeah, I'm a potter. It must be magical.
Oh,
lucky
shit.
Me.
What have I done? This is my fault.
Gilf thinks about like how... This poor guy was a horse in the beginning of the day, and then he's died like 3 times, like already. And each time he keeps getting up and trying and taking a swing, and like he is not very lucky at all. But this guy has heart, and like Gilf like looks at him, and he just thinks in his head, "I'm gonna make sure this guy survives. Take the hole.
I've got it." All right, let's both roll perceptions.
11.
You continue to listen. It's hard to tell. Is there someone up there? Or is it just the shifting of the ground and the building? Definitely hear creaking. And suddenly, you see Frederick get to position. He hunches down low. You hear a hiss. Running up from the tunnel is a giant rat. It runs right up to Frederick, jumps at him as the rat comes flying at Frederick. He glows a bright purple. He sticks his arms into the rat's mouth.
Oh my God.
Rips him in half. And the rat falls dead.
Does anyone wake up?
No. It's just like a perfect move.
Gilf's eyes are wide. He's just like, holy crap, I hope he said the same thing about me 5 minutes ago.
Frederick turns and looks at Gilf and gives him a big thumbs up.
A big bloody thumbs up.
Just like, I've got this.
Gilf slowly puts up like 2 thumbs, like quaking by the ladder. And he's just like, oh crap, we gotta figure out that armor way quick. And then he looks down at that fuzzy pouch that he has on his belt, and it's like, if it was a movie, the strings would be like really dramatic and zooming in slowly at the pouch on his belt. And then like as it's like the music's at full peak, he's like, I'm not that lucky. He doesn't do anything with it.
Time passes. Not much else of note happens. and everybody wakes up.
With the benefits of a long rest.
With the benefits
of a long rest.
You
guys, we did
rest.
It.
Wow, and no issues at all.
Gilf is dragging a giant rat head as he says that. Like,
I feel so much better, you guys. It was touch and go. I didn't want to tell you guys, but I was like so barfy.
I wasn't well either. None of us were well. But I had been cut by an axe twice. It's unfortunate.
I was doing okay. Hi, Rhoda. Good morning.
Good morning.
You look radiant as ever.
Thank you. And I look over at Bugfly, to see what her she thinks.
And I'm just like staring.
Do you not like me, Bugfly?
What? Why would I not like you?
I don't know.
I don't.
What have I done?
I have neutral feelings about you. I don't dislike you or like you.
Well, if I'm a dungeon rat now, you should start to like me.
Well, maybe you should prove yourself and I'll like you. And I boop him.
Wait a second. Ooh. Hold on. Are you a dungeon rat?
I mean, we slept together. I thought after a long
rest. Okay.
I give Rhoda a knowing look again. Mm-hmm.
What? I can do that as a possum disciple?
Nope.
Disciple?
We are not allowed to have sex. So
that is canon.
Oh, yeah.
That is canon.
Yeah.
That's canon.
Welcome to that.
I say, but you knew that. Anyway.
Damn. It's so shady in this basement.
Are you joining us? Like, is this, like, what?
Well, I don't know.
How do you feel?
I feel okay. I feel good, actually.
We want to trust you.
Oh, then do it. That's easy. Let's go.
I always get concerned when the voice breaks to Pat a little bit.
Who's Pat?
Oh, then do it. Always concerning. I don't know
what you mean.
I don't know yet. We do have decisions to make, though, team.
After Broda, like, proclaimed that he's a dungeon rat now, I want to turn to Frederick and be like, yeah, man, so if you like, I don't know, if you want to be like one of us, that's cool too.
You'll let me be a dungeon rat?
Hell yeah, man. Let's do it.
Yes! I'm in. Before this, my life had no purpose. But now it has real meaning.
Yeah, running away from people who want to kill you. Okay, let's do it.
That's all on brand for us.
And I just want to check, Frederick, when you say your life has real meaning, that's because of us, right? And not like any other thing that might be going on with you. Like, just like, let's do a check-in with you. How are you feeling?
I feel great.
Cool.
Never more powerful than right now.
So concerned.
He leans over to Darrell. He ripped the giant rat in half.
Cool. Someone should have mentioned that at some point. Wow, okay.
Yeah, I'm covered in dry blood. Didn't you see?
Oh, I thought...
Aren't you proud of me?
Yeah, I'm proud of you. I thought that's just how you were, though. Weren't you always covered in blood?
Well, it used to always be my own, but now it's someone else's.
Cool. Good
Finally,
job.
Someone else's blood.
So where should we go?
Probably in this hole.
I don't think Rodic and Beligard can travel in that. And Broda.
I don't think that's our option. I think our only option is onward to our fearless leader.
You want to go to the keep?
If Broda were to make it look like he had taken us captive and we're marching us back towards the keep, that'll get us inside.
Now that's an idea.
Hmm. Yeah, that's a good idea. But what do I get out of it?
You're a dungeon rat, bro.
Yeah, you're in our club now.
Yeah, you just kind of do things without thinking about it too much.
Oh, that's the benefit?
Hell yes.
Yeah, and no one judges you, so you can just like do whatever you want.
Yeah.
So here's the deal I'll make with you guys.
Cool.
I'll be a dungeon rat until I find my friends.
Yes, until I find them.
Deal.
Yep.
Sounds like a deal, man.
Yeah, we all look at you. Deal.
Deal.
How many friends do you have?
Why don't you give us all their names?
Well, I know you killed one of them, Rhoda.
Yep, and we're so sorry about that.
So sorry.
I understand. Violence happens.
Yep.
Yep.
Oh my God, that's his shirt.
That's
it just says Broda at the top. It just says violence happens, Broda at the bottom.
Yeah, but how many are there?
There's four more.
All right. Well, I'm sure they're all fine.
Yes,
yeah.
I'm sure they're
alive
all fine.
And well.
Right. It'd be so messed up if one of them died via stab wound. Anyway, let's go up.
Bugfly, you say the strangest things.
Oh, yeah.
You'll get used to it. So, just to make sure, are we all on the same page? Broda will act as our captor to bring us close to he who must not be named.
Voldemort.
Who that?
Voldemort. Voldemort.
His name's just Rot.
Very good.
Bugfly, can you tie a series of knots that look like they've bound us together, but when we move, we'll easily come apart?
Oh, knots are super easy.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Roll. Frederick, check this out.
20. Not a nat 20.
Yeah, but still.
Yeah.
Totally. It's that, what kind of knot is it? It's like a sailor's knot? There's a knot that right when you pull it, falls out.
A slip knot?
Slip knot, yep.
Oh, slip knot.
All right, Broda, take us to your leader.
Your ex-leader.
Ex-leader. Take us to your ex-leader.
Okay, I have to warn you guys. I could get us past the troops, but I can't get us past the traps. Rot's a real paranoid fella. I can show you where they are, though.
Is there someone who could get us past the traps?
My friend.
Well, let's just say, what if we never find that friend?
Well, we'll have to deal with it when we get there.
Okay, well, this is what we've got.
Hey, Rhoda.
Yeah?
I really like your beret.
Oh, no.
I had a friend who used to have a beret just like that.
Oh, I don't think Rhoda can take credit for that beret. It's actually Gilf's.
Oh, yeah. That's mine.
It's your old beret that you gave to Rhoda.
It could have easily been yours as well, huh?
And Gilf walks over and, like, takes the beret and puts it on his head.
And it's, like, way too big.
I look like Feifel from American Tail.
It belonged to someone that we murdered.
Who?
Well, I was with Gilf and we were outside and we were being attacked by all of these things. And this woman on top of a building started shooting missiles at us.
Wait a minute.
Had to do something.
Wasn't I attacking you? Huh.
Isn't that so funny?
Oh, we're just like, Beauregard and Bugfly are just creeping closer to him.
Look,
did
Broda,
I attack you?
Broda.
I don't remember.
Look at me.
Yes.
And I take his hands in my hands and I say, look at me. You don't need to act like you forget. Well, you forgot everything that happened to us not that long ago. There was a time that we were on two different sides, but now we're on the same side. And what's most important is that we keep the ultimate goal in focus.
That we're getting married.
Rhoda just passes out.
Nat 20. You just saw me roll this. As Rhoda's falling, Broda reaches down and grabs her before she hits the ground.
Yep.
And picks her back up.
Do I come too?
Yeah, you come too in his arms.
The war is not between us. It's between the light and the dark.
And she passes out again.
Broda follows behind you as he starts pushing you out the doors. You're all tied up, and he's holding on to both Beauregard and Rhoda's ropes because they are the biggest and most intimidating. And he's muscling them a bit as they go out the door. He looks up at the others, and he goes,
don't worry, I got him.
You see the archers, like, looking at each other, very confused. A lot of time has passed. But they just look at him and, like, nod, but don't pull down their bows. They keep them drawn, and they're just following the group.
Do I see redemption anywhere?
You do not see redemption.
So how far out do we go? Do we go all the way out of the building?
Yeah, you're out of the building now. You're walking down the street.
So can I roll a perception? One. So I still have my eyes closed, and I think that they're open because I'm so stuck in a dream. I'm like, oh, life is amazing.
Because I'm in the back and I seemingly pose the least amount of threat, I'm looking around and I'm also going to roll perception to see what I see. 18.
You look around. You see that all of the archers in town came to this position. There's 20, maybe 30 of them lining the streets and the rooftops, watching you walk by. Some of them are cheering, laughing, high-fiving each other. It looks like it's a good day to be a Hidden Blade.
Hidden Blades. I'm just happy that they're happy, guys.
What was that? Do any of them look unconvinced? Or
they just rolled a 3, so they're convinced that this is happening.
All right, let's go.
As you walk up the steps to the keep, Rhoda pauses for a second and whispers to both, Bellegarde and Rhoda,
"From here on out, we have to use our wits.
Bugfly should go first. She's the only one that can see traps."
"How do we switch our order when we're secretly tied up?"
"Oh, right. Oh, okay."
Bellegarde pretends to trip. He's like, "Ow, ow, my knee, ow."
Brodo reaches down and violently lifts you into the air.
"Oh, thank you."
He has you up in the air.
"Oh, that's better, I guess. And, oh, like, maybe the small one should go first. I'm just keeping everyone back. I'm so slow."
Kind of following suit with Bellegarde, I'm going to fall down and, like, can I fall down and sort of roll towards Bugfly?
Yeah, you're going to fall down as well at the top of these stairs?
Yeah, to see if I can, like, lag behind enough to that Bugfly, I'll be
okay.
By Bugfly.
So you trip as well, and you make it look like both you and Bellegarde are tripping at the same time. Brodo reaches down to both of you like he's pulling you in close, and all three look over at Bugfly.
Bugfly looks at them and doesn't quite understand what's happening. She just sees people fumbling and like falling.
I feel like can I like lock eyes with Bugfly and be like,
"Yeah, like, are you like winking?"
"Oh, I think I should slow down."
And Bugfly thinks that she knows what's up. She goes, "Yeah, okay." And then she starts to have a fight with Darrell. She pushes Darrell. Says, "Get out of my way. Bye." Yeah, we're angry sounds.
As this fight breaks out, Brodo takes the butt of his axe and he strikes Bugfly with it. As he hits her, he goes, "I'm sorry." And knocks her down.
"Stop fighting! Now I need to watch you."
"Oh, yeah."
He pokes her out in front of the group.
"Does he hurt me?"
You're surprised by how little it hurts.
Is there a reaction from the rooftops at
They've
all?
Rolled a max of 3.
Okay. But I mean, like,
they're all just cheering.
I was going to say more cheering.
Yeah, like, yeah. "Woo! Right. Got it!" Yeah.
To sell it even more, I'm like, "Yeah, laugh it up. Yeah, you're watching the downfall of the dungeon rats. Good for you.
Rot's gonna have you for dinner."
That's a chant that's going on.
"Rot's gonna eat you."
Rot doesn't have a mouth.
Where's the rest of Rot's body?
Let's get into a discussion about his anatomy again. I love those discussions.
The giant front doors to the keep get pushed open. You are in an elegant parlor. It's lavish with leather chairs and mahogany tables. There's books scattered around as well. You see a door deeper into the room, and above that door is a painting. On the painting, there's been a bloody handprint smeared across the face with a sword through its heart.
What is the painting of?
Roll history.
8.
You must be a member of the Lillington family at some point.
I'm going to roll perception on the room.
Okay.
19, but 20.
You look around the room. See a small statue in front of that door of an adorable puppy dog. On the top of the puppy dog's head is another bloody handprint.
That's messed up.
I'm going to roll a perception on the room to see if the bloody handprints look like butt prints, because I'm thinking that it might be rot. So I'm seeing if I can find fingerprints, bloody fingerprints. 10.
You're having a hard time finding any trail made out of fingerprints. Mm-hmm. But you hung out with Rot for a long time. That handprint looks like it's about the same size as Rot.
Yeah.
And we're just walking forward, or we're just standing? He left us there.
He's pushing you forward. As you go deeper into the parlor, the giant doors to the keep close behind you.
How do we all feel about getting rid of these fake chains? Do we need to keep the ruse up, or?
I want to turn to Brodo and ask him, Brodo.
Yeah?
Would Rot tell you to bring us to a cell or to him?
Well, knowing his biggest weakness, I think he'd want you to come straight to him.
So that's where we're going, huh?
Where I'm taking you.
Hey, lead the way.
Let him brag for a bit, then we take him.
Agreed. I'm going to look for something that sticks out a little bit, like a pressure plate would, or like or thin string like another trap would.
You look around. You don't see anything sticking out of the floor or any sort of string drawn across a door frame. Or you just don't see those types of things. And you expected this to be a very dangerous room. It just doesn't look like there's a physical trap around.
There's mental traps laid everywhere.
I guess we keep walking forward, right? Are we still in a line?
Yeah. Who's in front?
So I guess it's Bugfly, Bellegarde, Rhoda, me, Frederick, Darrell.
Bugfly, as you walk towards the door, get close to that puppy statue. Roll a constitution saving throw.
11.
As you're walking by, you look at that puppy statue. Holy cow, is that cute. That's the cutest statue you've ever seen.
What?
You're drawn to it.
Oh my gosh. And like they're trying to go into a straight line to the door, but she jerks the line closer to the puppy statue.
Suddenly your joints, they start to hurt.
And I was like, I love you. I love you so much. Oh my God.
They can't move. Your whole body starts to change from flesh into stone. And Bugfly becomes a stone figure petting this puppy.
Oh, is it a proximity thing or is it a sight thing? I mean, we're all looking at the dog statue. And nothing is happening to us.
I'm not looking at the dog statue. I'm really not looking at it and looking at her.
Yeah, I'm definitely looking
at just her.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to like not look at the statue, and I'm gonna try to pick her up and carry her away from the statue.
Roll strength. She's very heavy now.
17.
Bellegarde, you keep your head turned away and you get close. Roll a constitution saving throw.
Okay. 17.
You're able to lift Bugfly up and carry her away.
All right. Is she Bugfly again?
No.
Dread.
She's stone.
Nobody look at the statue. Nobody get close to the statue, okay?
Yep. But we have to destroy it. Is there a window?
There's no windows.
Is there a hammer?
Rhoda has a hammer.
You want to take a swing at this?
At Bugfly?
No.
She like readies it like a... No.
Zot! God, I'm a huge fan. Zot, get in here!
What's going on?
Zot, I'm so excited! Guardian Nate Hastings requested you, and specifically you, to come and scare the dungeon rats.
Number one super fan, Nate Scafting.
Hastings?
I don't have time for names. I'm always on the road, just singing my songs.
Oh, yeah, your scary songs.
Oh, man, they strike fear into the hearts of men everywhere.
Can you hit me with your greatest hit?
Greatest hit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's called On the Road and Alone.
On a dusty, rocky road, I saw you standing there.
Standing there? You mind if I take the back?
No, I, you're out of key, so it kind of throws me off at the same time.
Right,
it's okay.
I'll sing in key next time.
No, it's all right. It's fine. I reached to give you a hug, but then you disappeared. So I stabbed until the light came. I stabbed some more. and then I found you full of stab wounds at the door.
At the door.
Please, I'm, you're throwing me off here.
I'm sorry, I'm not a good singer, but I want to sing along so badly because I love your music.
You and the millions others of Napuria.
Oh, yeah? You're the biggest alt-rock band in all of Napuria.
Heavy metal alt-rock, yeah. Thank you very much.
Heavy alt-rock.
With a little bit of reggae in
there. Yeah, I love when you use the duotone drum.
Hey, man, that's just the direction we're going with these days.
It's the future, I get it.
It is. So what am I doing here? What's the deal?
I need you to go to the Endless Dungeon.
Hang on, do you mind if I smoke a cigarette in here?
Only if I can bum one.
Hell yeah, I only smoke mead cigarettes. That's 10 cigarettes tied together. Hang on.
I can do that.
Puff on those.
Can you help me out? I only have one arm.
You only got... Okay, well... Oh, that's really gross. Oh, man, you only got one nub.
Because I'm hardcore like you.
Oh, that is so hardcore. I'm going to write a song about that right now.
All right, go for it. I'll sing along.
Lost my arm.
I lost my arm.
I don't know where it went.
Where it went.
But I know I still got two legs.
No, I don't.
So that... Wait, what?
I only got one leg.
Oh, time for a rewrite. I'm a fly.
I mean, I can't believe you didn't notice. I must be pulling it off. Great.
Different direction. Damn, that's smooth.
Damn, that's smooth. Yeah. I want to be just like you.
I can see you're wearing my shirt right
now.
I am.
I know it's kind of gauche to be wearing the band shirt at the concert,
but... Are you kidding me? Sometimes I wear my own shirt on stage.
Oh, are you a member of the band Metallica?
What?
They love to wear their own shirts.
Never even heard of that band.
Metallica?
That sounds
horrible. They get really wet and play the drums.
What?
Yeah.
They all just play drums?
Yeah, really wet.
Oh, man, I gotta look into that. What's their draw? Like, if they're playing, like, a local, like, carnival, what would their draw be?
They smell like fish.
I like fish. On a Sunday morning, banging my head.
Banging my head.
Can you take me to
Flyers?
No, to Flyers. To Flyers.
Oh, I thought I knew that one.
No, back in 99, I teamed up with a copy store, and I was constantly making copies. You just watch the commercials.
Oh, yeah, you worked at Maddox Tinkos.
Yeah, why'd you say it like that?
I...
Are you calling me a sellout?
A little bit.
Are you calling me a sellout?
I mean, your first album was your best album.
What?
Well, it's always the case. You had your whole life to write the first album.
Yeah,
then you only had a year to write the second and 6 months to write the third. I get it, man.
Listen, it's hard out there.
I know. I've been writing music my whole life. I get it.
You sure your music is crap?
No, it's good. I wrote one. It's called...
My music strikes terror in the hearts of men everywhere. Your music... What does your music do?
My music... appreciates my idols. I called this one For the Love of Zod. Zod, I love you. Will you please move in with me?
Hold on, this
Zod.
Sounds way too familiar.
I love you.
Oh my God.
I got a big corner. We can sleep in it together, Zod. I love you.
I wrote a song about this song.
What?
It was called Dear Stan. It was about this crazy guy who was obsessed with me.
How did it go?
It went.
Oh, I don't even know how this song goes.
Sit back with this pack of zigzags and this bag of this weed that gives me the shit needed to be the most mean on this earth. And I curse with this curse that just gave me
Hold
the
on.
Curse to just verse. See how good I am at rhyming?
You're pretty good at rhyming. Wait, why did you even call me here?
Because I wanted to form a band with you and then we'd go to the Endless Dungeon and catch the rats.
Man, can I tell you something?
Yeah.
Just a little secret.
Ooh, I love secrets.
I can't play an instrument.
Neither can I.
What are we gonna do? We're gonna willy-manilly this?
Nah, I say fuck it. Let's take it a cappella.
Yeah, let's a cappella this.
Yeah, I'll take the lows, you take the highs.
Wait, what?
Yeah, I'll do the lows, you take the highs.
No, I always take the lows, you take the highs.
Okay, I'll try.
Okay. Wait, are we just making up this song on the fly? Or do you have lyrics?
I got lyrics. They're right here.
Oh, okay.
Take them from my good hand.
I sit in this chair.
Wait, I thought I was taking the highs.
What's your secretary doing in here? Get out of here, Denise!
How do you know her name? I sit in this chair. I comb all my hair.
I'm dying over there. It's nothing yet keeps you scared. But at home, I'm a monster. And I'm kicking every ass. I'm a monster. I'm a blast from the past, like Brendan Fraser. Yeah.
Ayo, right here. Former leader and now arch nemesis too, the Dungeon Rats. I have a feeling you will see me very, very soon. Anyway, the Dungeon Rats is produced by Patrick O'Rourke and Carlos Luna. This episode was edited by, with original music from, Carlos Luna. Rhoda is played by Justine Kruger. Bugfly is Serena Marie. Gilf is Carlos Luna. Daryl is Alex Collier. Bellegarde is Aram Fartian. And the DM is Patrick O'Rourke. Well, that's it for Rot, the master of the metagame. And remember, a true leader always gets the last word.